India's new Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, will visit Washington to meet with President Obama later this month. But in India, people are evaluating his first 100 days as the country's leader. Modi's journey to the Prime Minister's office is a spectacular story since he began his career as a tea boy. Modi has promised to boost India's economy, but his critics say he's also a right-wing Hindu nationalist who could turn less tolerant. The BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar reports.
One of the key reasons for Narendra Modi's emphatic victory was his pledge to kickstart the Indian economy, which had been slow for several years in a row. So how has he done? Well, I'm just entering a sari shop, the Ram Raj Sari Boutique in Delhi. And just coming inside, you can see there's a real buzz here. There are several women seated on low benches, and just in front of them, they're being shown these beautiful saris in brilliant colors. There's a real sense here that the market has picked up. And I'm here with Raghav Wadhwa, the owner of this shop. And he says things are quite different from the way they were a few months ago.
Yeah, there has been a positive shift in the business because the willpower within the customer has moved. The customer is ready to spend more because they understand that this government is going to give them back in some other way. And we have seen a lot of customers walking in.
But Mr. Modi has stopped short of introducing radical economic reforms. Many had hoped that he would unshackle red tape and privatize state-owned businesses.
He's a nudges kind of person. He's not a big bang, let me completely change the laws at one go kind of person.
Mihir Sharma, senior editor at the Business Standard newspaper, says no one should be surprised.
His first budget very clearly revealed that he is much more comfortable tinkering at the margins with existing laws and hoping that they're implemented in a more pro-business way than to completely overhaul India's existing legal system.
Over the past 2 years, women's safety has become a huge issue in India after an increase in sex crimes, leading to massive protests. Mr. Modi used a key Independence Day speech to call on Indians to change ingrained social attitudes towards women.
Parents place so many restrictions on their daughters, questioning them about where they are going, who their friends are. But do you dare ask your sons the same questions? After all, the person committing a rape is also someone's son.
Mr. Modi surprised many by inviting the Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to his inauguration. It was seen as an icebreaker between the two Asian rivals. But last month, India called off peace talks following tension on the border and differences over the disputed region of Kashmir.
Mr. Modi is a master of spin. He's a master of hype.
Journalist Manini Chatterjee believes it signals a new hardline approach.
He hasn't deviated from the script of the BJP, you know, Hindu nationalist script, where we are not going to meet you as equals, you know. We are not going to be soft. We are tough guys.
Mr. Modi is an unabashed Hindu nationalist. Critics allege that there's been an increase in religious violence since he took over, targeting India's Muslim minority. And so while many are happy with his performance thus far, there are some who fear that under him, India may become less tolerant.
That's the BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar reporting from India.